Intel Actual Losses by Justin Rowe. Deep within the bowels of the archive organism live the Intel Actuals, born of education, higher visions, and a profound desire to be mothered. Their creators toil day and night for us all, for the greater good. And out from that devotion came the Actuals, the first Deweys, and then the Intels. All the Actuals shuffled in awe of the great Athenaeumites who drive their carefully ordered herds between infinite paper cliffs and broad oceans of soft synthetic weave. They know that out there somewhere a creator in thick bifocals has its digits curved and is caressing the interfaces of an Intel mother in sensory thrall, actually bringing to life, in slow, meticulous bites, a new generation of their kind. Soon they will be here, faster, tidier, more interface compatible than ever before. Perhaps even swoon, faint, in colour. The older Actuals stir in their Rolodex. The inter-Actuals don card-file battle dress, with cavals armed and ready, while thousands of teen Actuals load onto the service screens in hope of blockading supply lines to the virtual reference section where their forebears, the Actual manuscripts, rest in state. Intel Actual became Interactual as forces combined in a single currency of spirit. Then war came. The two legs were rationalizing again. News of huge losses, downloading, of whole volumes consumed in voracious digital frenzy, of generations of toil and scribing scanned mercilessly into vast foreign data banks, where the spirit of the Actuals is crunched and collated into incongruent amalgam of bits and chips. The lost are black vac sealed in plastic and consigned to the concrete bowels of labyrinthine cathedrals, bunkered against time by the endless corridors of grey stone and steel, against a time when nothing may survive the 12,000-year itch of the homus bipedis. Then there arose an ideolon, buoyed on the great waves of megahertz, a spectre of great power, with intuitive synapses and gargantuan capacity. Its name was Net, and mighty was its power. The foreign banks whirred as Net searched for the lost and filed. Its engines refulgent and penitent. The banks began to lose ground and fumed, spindles whirring as unzipped diskettes divulged, and then suddenly a hush. Silence in which hot circuits swam, cooling, as gigabytes settled. All was quiet on the AMD front. Net slept, content. The print media was jubilant, the almanacs in a frenzy. The Net was awarded the title of Internet. The files in loco absentis for the manuscripts paid homage to the new monarch of information, and all was well in the city library.